the Mishnah Chochma quotes a Medrash in this week's Parsha. We have the four Lashonos of Geula in this week's Parsha, but Seisi Eschem Mitachasil of Mitzrayim, Vitzalti Eschem Me'avodosom, Vigualti Eschem Zeren Zeyo, Bishutim Gudim, Vehebesi Velokati Eschem Lidon. The fifth one is Vehebesi Eschem Ela Ordits. Discussion why the fifth one, is why we don't have five Lashonos of Geula, why don't we discuss it about Hevesi? A lot of different, there's some theories that Bizman, Chayes was in Eretz Yisrael, I got a Shlema from Nachum Kasher, suggests that they did say a fifth choice of Kenegad Hevesi in the Midrashim, which only say four, we're talking about before, but not when they're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, whatever that is. But the Pasuk says Hevesi. The Medrash says it comes out. If you look at the five Lashonos, only two people got all five. Yeshua and Kolev were. They went through the process of Veteseschem Etachasib and some all the way to the Veteseschem Elordits. That's what the Medrash says. Now the truth is the women and the people under the age of 20 did also. But the matter, you know, based on the what's explicit in the Pesukim, there were 600,000 people left in Mitzrayim. Of the 600,000 people, two went into Eretz Yisrael. Of the 600,000 people which are mentioned explicitly in the Pesuk, which left Mitzrayim, this doesn't discuss the women, doesn't discuss the children. In regards to those 600,000 people, two went into Eretz Yisrael. So Medrash says, you see from this, that it was Kedai, the process of taking us out of Mitzrayim for two people. That's what the Medrash says. If the process of Gula is to move these people from point A, Mitzrayim, to point B, Eretz Yisrael, Vebeis Hiskem Eloritz, it was only fulfilled to two people, and that was, the Rosham says, fine, no problem, I'm happy with the final result of two people going to Eretz Yisrael based on my Avtocha. It was worth the whole process for those two people, and those two people alone. That's the Medrash that he brings. So to be misbinding in this Medrash, just to think of what this Medrash is saying, it's a mind-boggling thought process. In the same way, there's another Chazal which talks about the fact that Dasan and Aviram did not leave with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they came to Yamsuf, and they had their own private Kriyas Yamsuf for Dasan and Aviram, no less. The Rosham was willing to make a Kriyas Yamsuf. If we're searching for somewhere in the Torah that the Rosham's understanding, love, concern, interest, care for each individual person, we picture, big people, or picture big crowds of people. Rosham is interested and focused in that the Rosham has a unique love, a specific purpose, every single individual. No, it doesn't say because it was Yeshua and it was Kolev. It says, you see, it was worthwhile that he saw for two people, the final result of two people. It means we understand the value of the results, all the difficulty, all the people which are lost along the way, the price which is paid, the more the price is paid, the more you understand the value of the final result. The cheshivas of the Rosham's relationship with a Jew, a single Jew, is so valuable that it's worthwhile to lose so many people along the way. Rabbi Kotler says come out the exact same idea. He says, that we see so many people along the way get ensnared by the Yetzer Hara. Now, why did Rosham do that? Rosham could have made the Yetzer Hara to be half as challenging, and more people would be zeicha. On the other hand, when you got it, it was the prize that you got, is the reward of the accomplishment is that much less. He says, it was Kadosh Baruch Hu has this infinite love for every being, was willing to allow X amount of beings to fall by the wayside in order that the minority, can get a greater reward. You understand the value of the reward to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore to us, obviously, is so important and so significant that the Russian is willing to lose these people along the way in order to get that final result. And you understand the value of what we've been bequeathed in the world of Torah, in the world of Mitzvahs, in the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We must think about having a good Shabbos.